Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your host, Shekinah Bird Lady, and I am so excited to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today is the 1,109th episode. Woo! Thank you, God. If anyone is listening, I would like to give you the number to call in, 319-527-6091. Again, that number is 319-527-6091. Or we can be reached at 323-870-4174. Again, that is 323-870-4174. And if you would like to join me, please press 1 so that we can talk, because I would love to hear what any of my brothers and sisters have to say. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. So I've been thinking, God, what should I talk to my brothers and sisters about? What should we have a conversation about? What's going on in the minds and in the hearts of your people? What is it that we need as a body right now? And in the Spirit began to talk to me and reveal that we all just want love. We all want to know that we are loved and cared for, and that people are handling our concerns and the matters of our heart with sincerity, with sympathy, with empathy. And then the verse came to me. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people. So right now we're talking to the leaders. I want to take this opportunity right now. I want to talk to the pastors, the bishops, the ministers, the prophets, the evangelists, the choir directors. I want to talk to the body. I want to talk to those who have been put in positions to help guide. To help guide the babes in Christ. And I just want to remind us all that we are leading by example. My people, all of the members, but my people who are called by my name, many of us are called. Many of us are called. Few are chosen, but many of us are called, and we are called to do the work that we have been anointed to do. And in order to do that, there are some prerequisites. Praying, pray without ceasing. We have to pray without ceasing to make sure that we are bringing down that does not exalt God, and seek his face continually, consistently, so that we know what we have to do and how we have to do it, and turn from our wicked ways. Let's talk about the wicked ways. Let's talk about the thoughts that are not of God. The thoughts. What about when somebody pisses you off, makes you mad? How do you handle that? I want y'all to talk back to me. Let's talk back. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this. And then I will hear from heaven. You know, right now, depending on, you know, your lens, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things that are going on in, you know, high and low places, and the people, our people are suffering, our people are sad, our people are in the need of comfort, in the need of love, in the need of support, and we're looking around to people that we can identify with, people that can help us. Lord, where is my help? Where is my help? I'm looking all around, and you know, a lot of people are dealing with that church hurt, that church pain. Yes, the pain that you experienced from someone that was in place, someone who you thought God put this person in place to help me, to lead me, to teach me. And as a result, you may have been abused. Your heart was broken. And you look into God and you're running away, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's good news that God is married to the backslider. Amen? God is married to the backslider. So if you can just confess with your mouth that, Lord, I have turned my back against you. I have turned my back because I am hurting and I don't know what to do. The Lord will hear from you. But back to the leaders and the teachers and the preachers, we have to do better. We have to do better. We have to do better with our smiles. We have to do better with being kind and letting people know and showing them that we're here to support them and we love you and we care for you, and we're taking the time out. Take the time out to be a blessing. To be a blessing. You know, there are some people who, you know, they'll tell you, you know, I've been a Christian all my life, and I've been in church for 15 years and 20 years and 8 years, but you don't necessarily see the fruits of that. Face is balled up, and you can't talk to them, and, you know, they seem like they're always correcting you from a place that's offensive, and you just don't feel the love from them. You don't feel the love permeating from them. And you ask God, why? 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 I just want to let all of you out there that's listening, God hears you and God sees you, and you keep calling to the hills whence your help come from. And speaking of that, I like to take a quick praise break and let you all know what happened to me. I was in a need of help on Friday, and it began to weigh on me. So as I was driving, I'm like, God, you know, this is a little heavy for me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You know, I need help with this matter, and I'm coming to you because that's the only thing I know how to do. That's the only thing that's working. But you know what? I'll be honest. My faith was not that big because I began to worry. And as the day grew, you know, I continued to pray and you know, put that thing before God. And guess what? Boom, he sent my help. So I just get praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. It just came out of nowhere. So I just want to encourage everybody that's listening right now to continue to keep your mind on God, continue to pray. I know that sometimes it can be very difficult. Sometimes the burden is just so much. That cross is too much to carry. I understand. But I want to encourage you. I want to keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Think about your thoughts. When you feel that your thoughts are wicked, say that word with me, wicked. Wicked thoughts. Let's confess with your mouth. If your thoughts are wicked, pray about it. Confess with your mouth. Be honest with God. That's I learned that. We have to go before the throne and be honest. God knows you. He created you. We don't have to go all sophisticated. I know sometimes you might hear people who don't pray like that, and you think I gotta pray like that. I gotta look like that. I gotta be like that. I gotta walk like that. I gotta talk like that. No. God loves you just the way you are. Oh, yes. God knows all about it. Go to God and just be who you are. It's about relationship. That's your Father. He created you. Be yourself. Be yourself. I want to encourage you all to build a personal relationship. Okay? So back to the people, back to all the members. We are all members of one body working for the common good. So we all have to stick together. We all have to encourage one another. We all have to love one another, to help one another. But we have to do it with the Spirit of the Lord. And it's absolutely nothing wrong with correction, because God chastises those that he loves. There's nothing wrong with correction and redirection and guiding someone, you know, in the way that the Holy Spirit has told you to. But everything you do, do it with love. Do it with love and be genuine. You have to be careful about how you handle God's children. Think of it when you hold a newborn, just like you holding a babe in Christ. You know how gentle we are with them. You know, we make sure our hands are washed every 2 hours, and we make sure, you know, everything is clean and everything is sterilized. Leaders, when you have the babes in Christ, handle them with care. Understand that they are in a place that we all once were. None of us were born perfect. And for everyone who's been fortunate enough to be under the Spirit of the Lord all of their lives, and, you know, may come from families and backgrounds in which you got the training and the understanding and the wisdom, everybody's not there. Everybody's not there. And people are turning away. Yes, they're easily swayed. Yes, when the wind blows, they go. Whichever way the wind blows, they go. Why? Because they don't have that foundation. And so I'm asking all the leaders to stand with me and let's help build this foundation. I want us all to touch and agree right now, declare and decree that we are coming together to build this foundation. Oh, yes. Stand with me. We are here. You're chosen. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, but we got to get our spirits right. We have to get our hearts right. Right now. Let's do it right now. Call in. Call in. The number is 319-527-6091. Press 1 to talk. Let's talk about how important it is. Let's talk about what we are going to do to ensure that our job is well done. How are we making our Father happy? Is our Heavenly Father proud of the way we're talking to people? Are you being a good steward? Are you being a good steward over what you have? You know, those talents that you have, how are you handling those? How are you doing so? Because God is watching, and he sees, and he hears. Oh, yeah, those thoughts, he hears. He hears our thoughts. He knows our intentions. You have to make sure your intentions are pure. Make sure they are pure. You know, some people are looking around and trying to figure out, God, why aren't I blessed like so-and-so over there? Why every time I get paid, you know, it just is nothing really left over, God. Why am I suffering? Why can't I just live the life that I feel that I'm supposed to be living right now? God, why? Are you doing, can you honestly say, we're going to talk honest. Let's be honest with one another. So this is the way that we help one another. Let's lay it all out on the table. Lord, help me. No, I haven't been a perfect servant. God, no, I haven't been a perfect child. Oh, no, my attitude is nasty. Oh, no, I haven't praised you in a long time. Oh, no, God, help. Yes. He's right. He's waiting. He's waiting with open arms. He's married to the backslider. God is going to forgive you for your sins, but confess them with your mouth. I'm sorry that I treated that young person in a way that does not make me look like a Christian. Are people able to look at you when you go to work or when you're in the supermarket or when you're out at a function and know that you are a Christian? Or do you have to open up your mouth and say, can people look at you and tell? Is the Spirit of the Lord evident on you? Are you likely to say hello to people, to anybody? Are you likely to help the person that's behind you? Can anyone call and tell me some of the good deeds you've done lately? Because we're here to spread the good news. Let's spread the good news. Let's show the world. Let's show as many people as we can. But let's start with ourselves. Let's show everyone how Christianity looks, how it looks when you are a child of the Most High. Let's show them. Can I get a few people that's going to touch and agree with me? Call in 319-527-6091. Press 1 so that we can discuss this. All the people that's called by God's name, where are you? Where are the rest of the members? Where are the rest of the members? Because we need you. We need each other. We need each other to survive. We need each other to build upon, to grow. We need you. God called us to do a thing, and it's time. The time is here. The time is now. The time is now, and you know, the Spirit keeps going to, it keeps taking me to wicked ways. You know, we're walking around with wicked ways, you know, and we're confessing with our mouths. We're confessing with our mouths, but hearts are nowhere near. Would that make you happy or proud if this were your children? Or anyone that you care for? Think about it. We want to be able to get our prayers answered. We want God to hear from us and to answer our prayers. The prayers of a righteous man avail of much. You know how sometimes you pray and you just, God's not answering me. God, why aren't you answering me? God is answering you. Sometimes your answer is no. Sometimes your answer is not right now. Sometimes the answer is it ain't going to never be now. Okay? Make sure that you are asking for forgiveness. Oh, Lord, I'm going to come before you, and I'm going to stand in the gap of the rest of the members of the body of Christ, and I'm asking you, oh, God, to hear from me in heaven, and please forgive us all. Forgive us all for our sins. Forgive us all for having a bad day in the name of a bad day. But I just want you all to know that sometimes your bad day can really affect the person that's on the other end. You don't know the extent of your words and what they can do to other people. So please guard your tongues. Caller, is there a caller on the line? I think we have a caller. Press 1. Caller?
Hello.
Caller, you're live on it.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? What's your name?
Fine. My name is Michelle Hines. Good evening.
Good evening, Michelle Hines. I'm so happy that you called in.
I'm enjoying the show. I got on about quarter after 9, but I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you, thank you. How are you feeling, Michelle?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
My trials and tribulations, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm still here. I'm still blessed.
Let's talk about your trials and tribulations, if you don't mind. Just give us a snippet, because we're here to help one another, to build one another, to teach, to reach. Each one teach one, each one reach one. So your problem is my problem.
I suffer from anxiety and depression, and lately I've been a little depressed.
You said you suffer from anxiety and depression?
Yeah. Back in 2010, my oldest daughter was killed, and her birthday is coming up next month.
Okay.
Lately I've been a little depressed. And, you know, over the holidays, we go through their holiday depression and, you know, stuff like that. But I just haven't really been myself lately.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was touching on what you were saying about basically about helping somebody, you know, and, you know, in a time of need. And I'm going to just throw a situation out there and get back to my situation.
Okay.
Where my sister was having a little situation, and I kept rejecting the kid. And I was just like, you know what, I'm going to stop and be a better aunt and, you know, start letting them come over more. And so, you know, I let them come over. They went home, and my niece wants to come back. So I just said, you know, I'm going to start being better in that area. And also, I had a situation with a neighbor where he, you know, he gets intoxicated and, you know, want to get crazy. And one day he, you know, tried to, you know, get kind of aggressive with my son. And normally, I keep saying the old Michelle. Normally, I would have went off. Because that's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's anybody about their children. But I went in the house and I started praying for this man, because all I had to do was pick up the phone and make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And things could have got out of hand. But I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to handle that way. We're neighbors. We got to look each other in the face. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a few days later, he came over and he apologized. And I was talking to him. You know, and he was saying he wanted to go back to church and stuff like that. And I was giving him good inspiration. Man,
right.
About a week or so ago, he came outside with his bat and started acting crazy again. But, you know, it was I got them calmed down.
Okay.
But, you know, I just thank God because I know I have a purpose, and I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I do have a purpose here. I don't know what it is, but I do know, like, I'm always surrounded around kids. Everywhere I move, all the kids always want to hang in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I do have a purpose. And, you know, I speak to people even if they don't speak back. I have a neighbor that looks me in my face every single day. He speaks to the white people, but he don't speak to me. But I speak to him.
Okay. And you know what? First of all, I just would like God to comfort you in your time of depression. Be just the spirit of peace for you when you start feeling anxious and, you know, when your daughter's birthday come up. I pray that all of your thoughts of or that of good thoughts and that you can cherish the moments that you have. But I know that to bury a child, I've never buried a child, but mm-hmm. I can only imagine the heartache. So myself and everybody that's listening, let's all touch, ask God, touch with me and ask God to be with her because she's trying. And you know what? I think that you probably know what your purpose is. You've just said it. You know what your purpose is. You continue to seek the face of the Lord and ask God to make it plain and clear, although I think it's pretty plain and clear. I think you can give to these kids the love because you know what it's like to have one snatched from you. So the love that you are going to pour into those children is going to be immense. Lord, bless her. Bless her, God. Bless her. Lead her down the path, God. Oh, she's ready.
I get frustrated and I go backwards. When I say backwards, I don't mean like drinking or nothing like that. I might just go get with a friend or, you know, just do something ungodly. But
okay.
I do go to him and I confess and ask for forgiveness. Now I know when we ask for forgiveness, you know, we gotta pay for our sins.
You're forgiven. Jesus paid for our sins already. When you confess with your mouth and you ask God for forgiveness, it's wiped right away. You have a clean slate, and that's something to praise about right now. It's okay that you go backwards. From this point on, from here on out, I am going to be with you and all the members. We are all standing. We're going to get this thing. We are all working together now, so you're no longer by yourself. I don't know who you had before.
Since they started, so everybody know me, Miss Janice, Pastor Toy. I actually met Pastor Toy personally. Miss Janice lives around the corner from me. She is such a wonderful lady.
Praise God, mm-hmm. And you cleave to those people. You cleave to the people that God.
And those are the type of people I be around. I don't like nonsense. I don't like drama. I don't like to be around, you know, ratchet, ghetto people. So, asking do I have any friends? No, since I've, you know, changed my life around. But
and the new ones are coming.
If y'all understand what I'm trying to do in my life, then either accept it or keep it moving. That's how I feel.
And guess what? God will see, whatever God sees fit for you, whatever, accept it and appreciate the journey that you're on and continue to wrap your arms around those who love you, who understand your calling, who see your purpose, and who are going to help you grow. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You are welcome to call in and to me anytime. I enjoyed your conversation. I'm praying for you. Everybody who's listening is praying for you. And you keep us updated on, I don't know if you're going to have a daycare. I don't know if you're going to have school. I don't know if it's going to be an after-school program. But something's coming. Something is coming. God sees you. God sees all your tears. He knows your cry. He knows your wants, your desires, your needs. And God got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
I'm praying for you.
What's your name?
My name is Bird Lady. Yes, Bird Lady. Can you hear me?
Bird Lady? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How often do you come on?
So I'll be
sometimes I'll be falling asleep on the prayer line.
You know what? Just tell us to send you a text to remind you. And you know you can
okay.
always go on a website, www.blogtalk.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go on Instagram to, you know, see when the shows is going to be coming, who's going to be on and stuff like that. So I've been on Instagram, not just on it just to be on it, but just, you know, checking often to see was it going to be a show. I didn't see nothing posted, but I called in also to see, you know,
yes,
is it going to be a show and, you know, what time and stuff like that.
So I'll be on here the first Friday of every month. So you make sure you
okay.
call. I'm going to be looking forward to talking to you, okay?
Okay. And
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. So, everybody that's listening, you're now charged with praying for the caller who just called in. And there's another caller online. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Lord, I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am so blessed. I was just listening to your show, and I like how you were saying you're supposed to let everybody know who you are by your spirit. And your spirit is everything, because that's what dwells within the body. And I just enjoy listening to you tonight. My name is
oh.
Minister Maureen Lee. How you doing?
Oh, bless your heart. I'm doing well.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm good. I'm telling sister I never lost a child, but I buried a granddaughter, and I feel her pain, and it do get better. It really do get better. As you see the smiles on other kids,
yes.
it gets better.
Yes.
It gets better. And I'm raising three grandkids now. So
wow.
it gets a lot better.
Wow. You see the strength? Like, you know, sometimes we can focus on what was taken away, but God restores. He restores.
Yes, he does. And when he restores, no one can take it away.
Nobody can. Just like the joy that we
That's
have.
Right.
Give it right, and the world can't take it away.
Cannot. So just keep up the good job you're doing, and congratulations. Want to join the Purpose Kingdom family. We welcome you.
Thank
and
you.
And just set your goals and let God lead you.
Thank you. And I pray, and I'm asking everyone that's listening to stand with me and pray for you. And we all stand and pray that God gives you strength, and that he gives you love, and that you are able to pour in, and that you're able to minister to the hearts of the women who are hurting, who have experienced loss. Let God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetheart. And have a good evening. You're welcome.
And again, everyone who's listening, we all are charged. We all let's stand together. Let's stand together and pray for the two women who called in, who had the courage to call in. They had the courage to open up. It's not easy to open up. Although we're on the phone, it's not easy to confess. We can't even confess to God. Let that marinate for a little bit. It's another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hey, yes, I am right here. What up? How are
Praise
you,
the Lord.
Lady? Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good, and I know who it is.
When I tell you, I'm just happy to just, amen, hallelujah, because, you girl, you're talking. You're telling them exactly what it is.
Oh.
You can't walk around not speaking what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How you going to shut the door in my face? I mean, for real?
Mm.
And you know,
talk about it.
You said something. No, this is Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, right, from D Block Church.
Yeah,
what I'ma do, right,
Uh-huh.
First Friday, you said. First Friday?
First Friday.
First Friday, y'all, is going to be the whole thing, because I'm going to bring them in. I'm going to let you. I come on right before you, hopefully, right?
Okay.
Ooh, girl, child. Oh.
Okay. We working together now.
No. You don't understand. You don't understand because the your whole entire, I'd like to say transparency because we're on the radio and I need them to understand exactly what I'm saying. But you split this thing right down the middle.
Mm.
When I tell you that we love Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you.
And I
because
love
of the
you,
way that you just loved on Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Understand mm-hmm. that. Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
You, Michelle, I know you're still listening. Wow, that's all I can say is wow. Won't he do it? And
won't
he
do
does
it? Won't he do
when
it? You know how to fix it, don't he? Don't he know how to fix it? And it comes in the midnight. I'm gonna talk to everybody who know what the midnight hour is like. Anybody got a midnight phrase?
When I tell you that my life, my entire life, could go down is wrong. My entire life could go down as misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
My entire life can go down in any other kind of way that they say that they think it might go.
Yes.
But my God.
But
God.
Can we do a praise break D block? But God. Can we do a but God praise? Can you praise
Come
him with?
On.
My party didn't really consist of the word of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord. You know, it was plenty of Saturday nights that I had something. I had another agenda. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know about the people that's been in church for 20 years. But there were some other things that I would have liked to be doing in the past on a Saturday night at 9 p.m. But right now we're having a Holy Ghost party. Because but God.
All day long. I ain't never had a child. Girl, you like a, what they say? A cool glass of water on a really crazy day.
Oh, that's the spirit of the Lord. That's not me doing nothing.
That's you, baby. But listen, God is in Purpose Kingdom Network. We do this thing every night, but we just found something new. Ooh, First Friday. Y'all heard this now. Write it in the book. Put it on your calendar. You know, we got First Fridays. We got Third Fridays. It sounds like it's a child. I used to do something on First Fridays. I think we used to go down. You used to be sharp First Friday, remember? That was the old head. God is good, though.
God is good. And that's why
and
we
you
have
know
to-
what, though? It's time for you. It's time. You know what it's time for?
What?
I hate to say it like this, and I'm not going, and I ain't going to put it out there like that, but it's time for all of those that had the problem. All of those that were once garden tools, if you can understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All of those that was out there, because we all was out there.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to tell nobody, but
talk
you know
about
what I mean?
It.
We all went. To the park. We all was in the club. So don't say it like it was just a few of us, but my God. If we would actually go back and tell somebody about what God actually did and how he actually can do what he do, child, they be talking about bird lady done dropped some seed, and she tried to pick her seed back up. No, she didn't. She dropped it and put it back in your mouth. She picked it up off the floor because it was hard when it, okay, he threw the seed, your soil was hard, you had rocky soil, so the seed was sitting on top of your soil, and bird lady came pick the seed up. Put it in the hole for the, when the hole opened it up. The hole just broke the ground up. Get it open. Get Get it open.
Let me help you. Let me. This is
girl,
what you want. Help you.
Go on and do your thing, girl. Go on and do your thing. Take them out. Take. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
And thank you.
Pauline, I love you.
Welcome to the kingdom, man. Welcome to
yes,
the kingdom.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
And this is what family looks like, everybody. This is what we all are family. We all are family. Yes, yes. Praise God for your new family. I am the new member to Purpose Kingdom Network. But this is, was a divine appointment set up today. You know, like a family reunion. It was meant for me today, this time, this hour, because guess what? Let me confess. I was supposed to come on yesterday. If y'all are listening, I said I'm coming on the first Friday of every month. Today's Saturday. But let me just, you know what? Let me just confess. Let me just, caller, I'm going to get to you, but let me just say this. That thing that I needed, to get done last night, I want y'all to listen carefully. Had I been on Purpose Kingdom Network last night, that thing would not have gotten done. So let me hear you say favor. When Pastor Toy called and said, you know what, I just want to apologize, but the engineer is blah, 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 blah. You know, my eyes lit up, and I'm sitting in the same spot that I was in when I got the phone call with the Bible open, filled with the Spirit, and I said, favor. And I thank you, God, favor. That's what you call favor. Caller, there's a caller right now. I want to take the caller, but I just needed another praise break.
Hello?
Thank you. Caller, how are you?
Hi. Yes,
thank
how
you.
Are you? My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Yes, I'm sitting right here now with Tita, which is Toy's grandmother. We're calling in, but I'm very new to it, but I love it, so I am a part of the family. But before I go any further, I wanted to comment on you when we were saying that we are family and we should pray together, and you wanted everybody to stand in prayer. And that's why I love that when two or three are gathered together, there he is in the midst.
Okay.
You know, I am so grateful. And is this D-Block?
D-Block is off the phone. This is Bird Lady now.
Oh, this is Bird Lady. Okay. Well, my it's a pleasure. I heard a lot about you, too, as well. And welcome to the family.
Thank you.
I wanted to give my testimony a little bit as well, because I didn't know what day I was going to do it, but the Spirit moves when it moves. I'm here in Maplewood myself, you know, and I don't know if you know Toy's grandmother's testimony, but I was a victim going to the store, and I got shot 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
You're talking about God. Favor.
Yeah.
Favor. Not near a bullet. I wasn't the target, but then again, I was the target. Because
mm-hmm.
everything happens for a reason. And I'm here and I'm being a living testimony to people. You know, God is showing favor. I built a relationship with God on my own understanding. I used to practice Islam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for 15
mm-hmm.
years. But
mm-hmm.
I gave my life to Christ. And God is doing some wonderful things in my life. But to be shot 7 times, a near main article was hit. They said I would never walk again, and I'm walking.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God will do it. You hear me? I hallelujah anyhow. Because what happened to me, it didn't happen to me, it happened for me. So he placed me in a position to be able to do some things for him that only I could do. And that was to open up my own nonprofit organization for people that's in a nursing home that don't have a visit. They don't have a family member that won't even come and sit with them and read with them and talk with them. And that's what I've been doing here as a resident and a patient myself, going from room to room and helping those out that cannot help themselves and being an advocate for them. And it's not me, but it's God. I'm just grateful that I was willing and surrendered and asked him to be the head of my life and just take me where he wants to take me, because I am not what I used to be.
Mm.
I am not who I used to be. I was bought and paid for with a price.
Yes,
and that's the blood
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
and that's the
Lord.
Blood of Jesus. You know, I sit here and I look over my life, what I would be doing on a Friday night, and we're talking about being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe years ago in the 70s or the 80s, I would have been at a club. But
mm-hmm.
3 years ago, I was up in the hit house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm keeping it raw. I'm keeping it real raw. What God will do for you if you surrender and ask him, because the word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
All things.
And it took me 40 years. But praise God, August 14th of this year, 2020, I will be celebrating 3 years.
Congratulations.
You know,
congratulations.
Thank you. You know, like I look down at my legs, and I call them my tattoos now, because I have 7 bullet holes and a couple of scars where they had to have surgery, and I don't have a bone anymore. I have a rod.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a kneecap anymore. I have screws. But praise God, I am walking. They thought I would never walk again. You know, and this is what they said to me, but I said no. But God, you know, God is so mighty, you know, and I've heard a lot about you, Bird Lady, and, you know, and me and Nana sitting here listening to y'all. I didn't know if Tori was on the line or not, but I knew you were coming on, and I almost forgot. And she said the nurse to come down here, and I should have pressed one for her phone so she could be on because she wanted to say something. Is it too late for her to push one?
Grandmother? Put Grandma on through. Let Grandma say something.
Hold on. I'm going to cut you talking. Hold on. Give me your phone, Grandma. Okay. I'm still on the line. Just talk. Talk about God.
Nana, are you there?
This is Peter. Who are you?
Yeah, that's
Peter. Hello.
Can you
hear yourself, Peter? Not really, no. I have trouble.
Yeah. Put your mouth on the phone and talk.
Why? Hello?
Hello? Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord, Nana.
Yes, how are you?
I
always
good.
Praise the God. By the time I was born, one time in particular, I was over in 2233, Bosnia. What do you think happened? I fell down the stair somehow. I saw my broke. I could not get up. When I did wake up, I was in bed, all dressed up. And I didn't know who did it. Nobody in the house was there but me. And I found out that God's angel did that to me. Today, I got my best friend here, that is Miss Melissa. Yes. So please give him all my blessings, all household, everybody. God bless you all, my brother.
God bless you too. And God, thank you, God, for the angel.
Thank you,
God, for the angel.
Yes, he did.
Say that one more time, Nana.
Pardon me. Hello.
Did you say something else, Nana?
Are you coming up, Nana? Are you still talking?
I'm through, I thank God that everybody here for this world. All I ask for either kids today and old people is to respect God and all the old people, children, youngsters, everybody. Please respect yourself. God bless you all. Bye bye.
You all too, and you heard it from an elder. You all, everyone is listening, you heard it from an elder, 99 years young. We thank you for Nana calling. We thank you. And you know what? I wanted to say about the 7 bullet holes, and I only got about a minute to do so. 7 is a number of completion. And like you said, that happened for you. So we want to thank God for how he turned it around and how he healed you so that you can go to the highways and byways and preach about all that God has done for you. And I want to thank all of the callers for calling in. This is your sister, the Bird Lady. I'm standing with you, and everyone who's listening, is we all are touching and agreeing. We are ready to build the foundation. God bless you all. I love you. And right now, this is a call for salvation. If anybody who's out there listening need and who's ready to confess with your mouth that you love the Lord and you're ready to turn away from your wicked ways, this is now, you know, and it might be for some people, this might be your last opportunity. We don't know when God is going to call our number. We don't know when it's our turn. We don't know when God is coming back. So if you are ready to confess with your mouth that you are a sinner and you want to be saved, please call in so that you can do that. Or if not, just say this prayer, Lord, please forgive me. I'm ready to walk into the kingdom. I confess with my mouth that I am a sinner, and I understand that all of my sins were paid for me by the blood. By the blood, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice so that I may live and be free. Isn't that good news to somebody? Somebody paid the price for your sins? You know how many sins we have? Do you know how many sins we have? Those wicked thoughts that we talk about. So confess with your mouth, no matter where you are all over the globe. Lord, I am a sinner. Please come into my heart. Come into my mind that I may be renewed. And it's just that easy. I would like to turn over now to Pastor for any announcements. And I love you all. God bless you. And we shall meet again, family.
Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. We bless God for the word that has gone forth this evening. And after the announcement, Sister Shekinah, the bird lady, will be back to close us out in prayer. But I bless God. I don't know about you, but my heart is rejoicing within for what God has done, what God is doing. And then for me, it was a double blessing, because for y'all that don't know, that was my 99-year young grandmother that called in here this evening and gave us words of wisdom. So I just thank God. I'm excited for what he has done. And for you out there who gave your life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find the Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if you cannot, it's okay. That's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 8 p.m. with Iron Sharpens Iron. Again, we will be broadcasting at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening with Iron Sharpens Iron and the host, Evangelist Mary Scott. Join in with us right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram as well as on Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, to pray for you, to talk with you, and to help meet the need, to be the tool that God uses to bless you in your life. Amen. We thank each and everyone for listening in with us this evening. Please continue to follow in. God is doing some great, amazing things this year. This is our season to be blessed. This is our season, and I'm not talking about abundance of wealth or money. I'm talking about blessed in our health, blessed in our spirit, blessed in our emotional health, blessed in our daily living. This is the season that God is going to make you see things differently. Remember, this is 2020, the year of seeing in the spiritual, the supernatural things of God. For it was given unto you the keys to understand the mysteries of God. We bless God for each and every one of you once again. And Sister Shekinah, the ministry is in your hands to close us back out.
Thank you, Pastor Toy, for that. I just want to take these last few minutes just to praise God. And everybody who's listening, just praise God. Let's praise God for the... If you think it's small, whether you think the blessing is small or whether you think it's big, just praise God. Praise God right now that the members of your body are working together. Praise God for just, if you have hands that can wave, wave your hands and praise God. If you've got arms that you can lift up, lift them up and praise God. I know that sometimes, you know, you feel like your life, things can be better. But I just want to come to you and remind you that it can be worse. So praise God for what you have. Thank the Lord every opportunity that you have. Pray without ceasing. We were created to praise. So you praise anyway. And I know this might be easier said than done, but you praise your way through that thing, whatever it is. Praise God. Make the devil nervous. See, because praise is what gets him nervous. You know, he wants to see you suffer. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let him have it. Praise. And God, I thank you for everyone who's listening. I thank you for the people who were not able to listen, that will listen at a later time. I pray that we all of us, the family, the royal priesthood, that we all can hold hands and touch and agree to help one another, to love one another, to be filled with your spirit, to be able to confess with our mouths when our spirit is not like you, God. Oh, Lord God, please, I'm standing in the gap. Please hear the cries of your children. I want you to touch every head, oh, God. I want you to lift that depression off, oh, God. Oh, yes, God. I want you to make that leg whole. It's already whole again, but I want you to give her different pair of eyes. And I know that, God, that you have filled her heart, but I want you to make it strong. I want that leg to be stronger than the other leg, oh, God. We thank you for Nana that called in, God. Oh, yes, 99 years, the blessings of God. The blessings of God to see 99 years when you had some people who don't see 9, some men who don't see 19 or 29. That's a blessing, God. We thank you for all of the blessings. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the ministry that's going to be birthed, oh, God. Yes, God, we thank you for all the things that each member is going to see in 2020 and the years to come. We pray for each family, each household, God. We pray that you touch that problem, God, so they may go and confess, God. We're here to build the foundation. Each one is going to teach one. Each one is going to reach one. And we are going to stand and agree. And even when it doesn't look pretty anymore, oh, God, even when it's time to get your hands dirty, God, we still confess. We still agree, oh, God, that we are going to let you. We are going to let you take the wheel. And I understand that some of our women out here, we have to be so strong. You know, we have to carry so much, oh, God. But I pray that they take the burdens to you and they just leave them there, God. Give them peace. Give them comfort. Lift it, God, so they may see that you are still God and you are still in control. Oh, God. Oh, thank you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you all for listening. I'm praying for you. I'm holding your hands. I am going before the throne, and we're going to do it. I'm excited to be here, and I can't wait to talk to you all again. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, and I will see you and talk to you next time.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.